This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 414 for Wednesday, May 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday, benefiting from upticks in other vegetable oils. The July canola contract rises $3 at $671.70 per ton, while the November contract adds $2.70 at $692.90 per ton. Increases in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are spilling over into canola. An analyst says a decrease in palm oil supplies is aiding the upticks in the veg oils. Meanwhile, pressure is coming from modest declines in crude oil. Rain is in the prairie forecast for the growing regions of northern Alberta plus eastern Saskatchewan. Manitoba Agriculture reports spring planting hit 64% complete, up 17 points on the week. The province's canola reaches 41% finished. The Canadian dollar steps back on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie falling to 72.94 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.32. The pace of planting progress in the United States is weighing on soybean, corn, and spring wheat values. Following a series of storms, the U.S. Midwest is forecast to be on the dry side for now. Nutrien announces it will shutter indefinitely three fertilizer plants in Brazil. Earlier, Nutrien said it's selling assets in Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay due to difficult market conditions. Reuters says India may import wheat for the first time in 6 years, as the country government says it will eliminate the 40% tariff on wheat imports. Spring planting in the European Union is a mixed bag. While soybeans are on track, corn is contending with dry conditions in some regions and wet and cold conditions in other areas. China approves two varieties of GMO corn from Argentina. That opens the door for China to import corn from the South American country. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down hard on Wednesday. The July contract falls 15.5 cents at $12.14 per bushel. July soy meal is down $7.50 at $369.10 per short ton. July soy oil gains more than a third of a cent at 45.88 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its July contract drops back 7 cents at $4.55 per bushel. Oats are higher as its July contract rises 7.5 cents at $3.84.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July gives up 7.5 cents at $6.93. Kansas City July loses 11.5 cents at $7.20. Minneapolis July is down a nickel at $7.52.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.